December 12, 1926. Lament of Jesus during his passion, in seeing his garments being divided, and lots drawn for his tunic. How Adam, before sinning, was clothed with light, and as he sinned, he felt the need of covering himself. I was doing my usual acts in the supreme fiat, and my adored Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, during my passion there is one lament of mine which came out, with immense sorrow, from the depth of my tormented heart. They divided my garments and drew lots for my tunic. How painful it was for me to see my garments being divided among my very executioners, and my tunic being gambled away. That was the only object I possessed, given to me, with so much love, by my sorrowful mama. And now, they not only strip me of it, but they make of it a game. But do you know who pierced me the most? In those garments, Adam became present to me, clothed with the garment of innocence and covered with the indivisible tunic of my supreme will. In creating him, the uncreated wisdom acted as more than a most loving mother. More than with a tunic, it clothed him with the unending light of my will, a garment which is not subject to be either disarranged, or divided, or consumed. A garment which was to serve man in order to preserve the image of his Creator and the gifts received from him, and which was to render him admirable and holy in all his things. Not only this, but it covered him with the overgarment of innocence. And Adam, in Eden, with his passions divided the garments of innocence, and he gambled away the tunic of my will, a garment which is incomparable and of radiant light. That which Adam did in Eden was repeated under my eyes on Mount Calvary. In seeing my garments being divided and my tunic gambled away, symbol of the royal garment given to man, my sorrow was so intense that I uttered a lament. It became present to me when the creatures, in doing their own will, make a game of mine, and the so many times in which they divide the garment of innocence with their passions. All goods are enclosed in man by virtue of this royal garment of the divine will. Once this is gambled away, he remains uncovered, he loses all goods, because the garment which kept them enclosed in him is missing. So, among the many evils the creatures do by doing their own will, they add the irreparable evil of gambling away the royal garment of my will, a garment which cannot be substituted with any other garment. After this, my sweet Jesus showed me himself placing my little soul inside a sun, and with his holy hands he held me still within that light, which covered me completely inside and out, and I could not see, nor was I able to see anything but light. And my adored good added, "My daughter, in creating man, the divinity placed him inside the sun of the divine will, and all creatures in him. The sun served as garment not only for his soul, but its rays were such as to cover also his body, in such a way as to serve as more than a garment for him, rendering him so adorned and beautiful that neither kings nor emperors have ever appeared so adorned as Adam appeared, with this garment of most refulgent light." Those who say that, before sinning, Adam went naked are wrong. False, false. If all things created by us are all adorned and clothed, he who is our jewel, the purpose for which all things were created, was he not to have the most beautiful garment and the most beautiful ornament of all? So, to him befitted the beautiful garment of the light of the sun of our will. And since he possessed this garment of light, he had no need of material garments in order to cover himself. As he withdrew from the divine fiat, so did light withdraw from his soul and from his body. He lost his beautiful garment, and in seeing himself no longer surrounded with light, he felt naked. Feeling ashamed and seeing that he was the only one to be naked in the midst of all created things, he felt the need to cover himself, and he used superfluous things, created things, to cover his nakedness. This is so true that, after my highest sorrow of seeing my garments divided and my tunic gambled away, as my humanity rose again I took no other garments, but I clothed myself with the most refulgent garment of the Son of my supreme will. That was the same garment as the one which Adam possessed when he was created, because in order to open heaven, my humanity was to wear the garment of the light of the Son of my supreme will, a royal garment which gave me the devices of king and dominion into my hands. So I opened heaven to all the redeemed ones. And presenting myself before my celestial Father, I offered him the garment of his will, whole and beautiful, with which my humanity was covered, to make him recognize all the redeemed ones as our children. So, while being life, at the same time my will is the true garment of the creation of the creature, and therefore it holds all rights over her. But how much do they not do to escape from within this light? Therefore, be still in the Son of the Eternal Fiat, and I will help you to maintain yourself in this light. On hearing this, I said to him, My Jesus and my all, how is this? If Adam in the state of innocence had no need of clothes because the light of your will was more than garment, the sovereign queen, however, possessed your will as whole, and you yourself were your own will? Yet, neither the celestial mama nor yourself wore the garments of light, and both of you used material clothes to cover yourselves. How is this? And Jesus continued, My daughter, both my mama and I came to set for eternal bonds with creatures. We came to raise the decayed humanity, and therefore to take the miseries and humiliations in which it had fallen in order to expiate for them at the cost of our lives. Had they seen us clothed with light, who would have dared to approach us and deal with us? And in the course of my passion, who would have dared to touch me? The light of the Son of my will would have blinded them and crushed them to the ground. Therefore I had to make a greater miracle, hiding this light within the veil of my humanity, and appearing as one of them, because it represented, not innocent Adam, but fallen Adam, and so I was to subject myself to all of his evils, taking them upon myself as if they were mine, in order to expiate for them before divine justice. But when I rose again from death, representing innocent Adam, the new Adam, I ceased the miracle of keeping the garments of the refulgent Son of my will hidden in the veil of my humanity, and I remained clothed with most pure light. And with this royal and dazzling garment I entered into my fatherland, leaving the doors opened which had been closed up to that moment, in order to let all of those who had followed me enter. So, by not doing our will, there is no good which one does not lose, and there is no evil which one does not acquire.